Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something really usable for drum and bass production, a Tape-Dussy Jungle ARP resample course in Ableton Live 12, using macro controls creatively, so the sound can move from clean and melodic into gritty, warped, and sample-like. And this is a great workflow for DNB because it gives you two things at once. First, you get a simple musical idea. Second, you get a way to turn that idea into a fully personal texture that can sit in an intro, a breakdown, a transition, or right on top of a rolling drop. So the big concept here is simple. We're not trying to design the final sound in one perfect pass. We're going to build a playable ARP, shape it with effects, map macros so we can perform the character, then resample it to audio and edit it like a jungle sample. That's where the magic happens. Start with a simple synth source. Keep it clean and basic enough that the processing can do the heavy lifting. Waveedable is a great choice, and Operator works really well too if you want a more digital, slightly classic edge. If you go with Waveedable, choose something like a saw, square, or pulse waveform. You don't need anything too wild here. In fact, the simpler the source, the better this lesson tends to work. For the patch itself, keep the motion controlled. A little unison is fine, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but don't overdo the detune. You want some width and richness, not a giant super saw cloud. If you're using a filter inside the synth, a low-pass shape can help keep it smooth and ready for later grime. Now write a short ARP pattern in a minor key. A minor is a really safe starting point for the style. Something like A, C, E, G will give you a strong, mooey foundation. Keep the pattern short and memorable. A 1-bar or 2-bar phrase is enough. You're aiming for a tight, rhythmic motif, not a complex melody. In fast music like jungle and DNB, less is often more, because the rhythm and processing create that excitement. Next, add the arpeggiator. Put it before or in front of the instrument depending on your routing preference. Set the rate to 1/16 to start, because that gives you a nice rolling movement. If you want a little more bounce, you can experiment with triplet timing later, but 1/16 is the safest first move. Opera up/down style works well. Gate somewhere around the middle so the notes have some shape without becoming too staccato or too legato. If you want to test ideas quickly, turn hold on and let the ARP run hands-free while you tweak the sound. At this point, the ARP should already feel musical, but now we start sculpting the tone. Auto filter after the synth. Start with a low-pass filter, and keep the cutoff somewhere in the mid to upper mid range so you still hear the body of the sound. This is one of the first controls we're going to macro map, because it gives us a fast way to move the ARP from dark and tucked away to bright and present. After that, add saturator. This is where we thicken the harmonics a little before we start degrading the sound. A few decibels of drive is usually enough. Turn on soft clip if needed. You want it to sound warmer and slightly more forward, not obviously distorted yet. Think of this as preparing the signal for tape style character later in the chain. If the ARP is too jumpy, you can add light compression here too. A compressor or glue compressor with a gentle ratio and only a couple dB of gain reduction can keep the movement stable. That stability is important because later we're going to add dust, wobble, echo, and reverb, and we don't want the whole thing to fall apart before the fun part even starts. Now it's time to add the tape dust character. Put redux after the saturation. This is a really effective way to get that crunchy, degraded, slightly broken sample vibe. Use modest downsampling and a bit reduction amount that stays musical. The idea is not to destroy the sound completely. It's to make it feel like it's been passed through a worn machine, or lifted from an old loop. Keep the dry/wet blend moderate so you preserve the original note shape. After redux, add echo. This is where the rhythm starts to smear and bloom in a really good way. Try a sync time like 1/8, 1/8D, or 1/4 depending on how busy the pattern is. Keep feedback controlled at first, then shape the tone of the repeats so they sit darker than the original sound. Echo is great for making the ARP feel like a moving loop rather than a plain synth line. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep it short to medium. We don't want to drown the groove. We want a little space around the ARP so it feels like it belongs in an environment. If this is an insert effect, keep the wetness pretty low. If you prefer, you can also use ascend later for better mix control. Indeed, NB, space is powerful, but too much too early can blur the part and make it fight the drums. Once the chain is built, group it into an instrument rack. This is where Ableton Live 12 becomes really fun. Map the key parameters to macros so you can perform the sound like an instrument instead of just leaving it static. A very useful first macro is brightness. Map this to the auto filter cutoff, maybe some synth filter movement too if you want, and possibly a little reverb high-cut behavior. This gives you a single control for opening the sound up or darkening it down. The next macro should be dust. Map that to Redux downsampling and bit reduction, and maybe a touch of saturator drive. This is your degradation knob. Low values should sound clean and controlled. Higher values should sound obviously worn, but still musical. Then make a wobble macro. Map this to echo modulation, maybe a little detune or unison spread if your source responds well, and any subtle filter movement you want to add. This one should feel like tape instability or sample drift, not a hard wobble effect. Think gentle motion, not obvious LFO chaos. Add a space macro as well. Map it to reverb wetness, echo feedback, and maybe the reverb decay. This is a big one for arrangement movement. It lets you take a dry, focused ARP and suddenly push it back into a wide, atmospheric wash for transitions or breakdowns. If you want, add width and drive too. Width can control utility width and some stereo spread from echo. Drive can hit saturator harder or push a distortion stage a bit more. These two are super useful for performance and mix energy. Now here's the important part. Don't just map these macros and leave them at random. Build them with usable ranges. That means the lowest setting still sounds good, and the highest setting still sounds musical. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make with macro racks. If the control jumps from nice to wreck too quickly, it becomes hard to perform. Use ranges that feel expressive, not extreme for the sake of it. At this stage, I highly recommend using macro variations if your Live 12 setup supports it in your workflow. Save a few states once the rack is working. For example, save a clean pulse, a dusty mid, a wash transition, and a broken tape fill. That gives you instant recall and makes it much faster to audition different energy states while writing the track. Now start performing the rack. Automate the macros in smooth curves rather than hard jumps. A gradual rise in brightness or space often feels much more organic, like a machine being pushed over time. That makes the movement sound intentional and musical instead of like you're just clicking plugin settings on and off. For the arrangement idea, think in sections. In the intro, keep it filtered, dusty, and a little distant. In the build, open the brightness and space, maybe push dust and wobble up a little too. In the drop support section, pull the reverb back, tighten the sound, and let it sit under the drums without getting in the way. Then in a transition, fill or breakdown, you can let the whole thing bloom into a washed out, unstable texture. Now for the key step, resampling. This is where the lesson turns from synth design into proper jungle workflow. Create a new audio track, route the ARP to it, arm it, and record a few bars while you move the macros. Don't just print one version. Record multiple passes. Get a clean pass, a dirtier pass, a wash transition pass, maybe even a more aggressive version. That gives you options. This is such a good DNB habit, because it turns a live patch into source material. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a sample pack you made yourself. You can cut it, shift it, reverse it, pitch it, and reshape it without worrying about whether the synth is still playing nicely. After resampling, start editing. Consolidate a one bar or two bar phrase and slice it into smaller chunks. Move the slices around a bit. Reverse one slice before a downbeat to create tension. Pitch a small fragment up a few semitones to create a little hook inside the phrase. Duplicate a tiny stuttered section before a snare or at the end of a bar. And use fades on the edges so everything stays clean and click-free, especially if you've printed heavy reverb or distortion. If you want to go further, you can load the audio into simpler in slice mode and trigger the slices with MIDI. Or you can use beat repeat for glitchy rhythmic edits. But even simple manual chopping can go a long way here. The point is to make the resampled ARP feel like a found jungle loop, not just a frozen synth take. Now we need to make it fit the mix. Use EQ8 to keep it out of the bass area. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how much body it has. If there's mud in the lower mids, clean a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If the redux or saturation makes it fizzy, gently tame the top end too. The goal is to give the ARP space without crowding the kick, snare, or bass line. Stereo placement matters too. Keep the low mids controlled and centered, but let the echoed or reverbed top end spread wider if needed. If the mix starts to blur, narrow it back with utility. And if the ARP is stepping on the drums, add a little sidechain compression so it breathes with the groove. In DNB, that little bit of movement helps everything lock in. A nice extra trick is to layer a quieter octave down under the main ARP. Keep it subtle, high pass it, and let it reinforce the weight without competing with the actual bass line. that can make the resampled phrase feel fuller and more intentional. You can also try a second stage resample if you want more character. Print the ARP once, then process the audio again with a different texture chain and resample a second time. That often creates a more fun-sample, broken loop kind of feel. It's a great way to discover details you wouldn't program directly. As you work, remember the big coach note here. Let one element stay stable. If the ARP is getting unstable and texture, keep the drums or bass line more anchored. That contrast makes the track feel intentional. If everything is moving and degrading at once, the mix can lose its shape.